I want to welcome everybody to today's edition of Saturday AM Live. We have a fun-filled, jam-packed program this morning, and the best part about doing a call like this one today is that this gets to become you guys' call. The people who are active listeners every on a regular basis are going to take over this call for me, and I'm just going to throw some questions to them on the subject of humans being more / business fundamental training. Now, those of us who have been with NECN 5-6 years plus, we remember the days of a two-day event called Silver Training. This event had nothing to do with head knowledge. It had everything to do with the heart and what we came into NECN, literally the suitcases we were carrying with us, and how that affected and determined where we were going to go from that point forward, and gave us some simple practical tools in order to not only get rid of those suitcases, get rid of the baggage, but then rethink some of the thinking processes that we use to go forward. Well, that event called Silver Training has now evolved into what we appropriately call humans being more. And now, as of the last 4 months, that has evolved from a two-day event into a day-and-a-half event, and then we finish off the second half of the second day with a jam-packed four-hour event, four-hour mini-training, if I could call it that, called Business Fundamental Training. So that's the intro, and I've got with me several people who have experienced this less than a week ago, some in Connecticut, some in Minneapolis, and I apologize to the other cities that hosted one. I just didn't have a chance to, you know, round up any more people, but I think we got enough right here. So one by one, let's just start out, and I don't have any pecking order to start with, but let's go with on this topic. Just go ahead and share, right? Let's do roll call real quick. Share your name, where you're at, what event you attended. And I know, with the exception of John, everybody did this last weekend. How long have you been with NECN? So, John Campbell, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I've been with NECN about a year and a half, coming on almost 2 years, and went to the Austin session in January. Phenomenal weekend. This was my second time going, and so I experienced the first time where you have the 2 day all day blitz, and it was all about you and self development. And so this time I really enjoyed the experience, especially the second half of the Sunday session, where it was based on having a diamond panel. We had Kerry Macklin, which is a Royal Diamond, and then we had the Consultant of the Year, Terry Latham, and then Pat and Suzanne Truax.
Okay, John, I'm gonna interrupt you right there, because you're gonna go down a road that I want to come back to.
Okay.
So, Barbara Simpkins.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're from up in New England, Connecticut, to be exact.
That's correct.
And what's been your tenure with NECN?
I've been with NECN for, same as John, just about a year and a half, going on
okay.
2 years.
Okay, and this was your first experience with HBM?
No, I go once a year for a tune-up.
Okay, oh, this is going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with this one, because you guys are making my job so easy, because I don't even have notes written down, and you guys are bringing up points that I were going to say. So you just hold that thought real quick. Let's see, Larry and Colleen Thomas.
Yes, we're here.
Okay, and how long with NECN?
Okay, we've been with NECN for 3 years.
Okay, and first experience at HBM?
Oh, this is our second experience.
Okay, good.
I
didn't even ask you guys. So this is, I was in John last Wednesday night when I was in Mansfield, Texas. John is the only really one that I asked if he'd been before. And let's see, Debbie.
Yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Vance.
Good morning. Where are you calling from, and how long have you been with NECN?
I'm calling from Richfield, Connecticut. This time I've been with Nikan since the end of March, so I'm brand new.
End of March?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a story wrapped up in there when you say
yes.
the word this time.
Yes.
So quickly elaborate what this time means.
Well, I came across Nikan in 97. And I felt after a lot of hesitation, I agreed to try the products, and I was just blown away. And I've been living with them all this time. And in 97, I did the silver training, and I loved it. So 11 years later, my dog was dying, and I started using the products on my dog. He came back to life. And I said, why am I not doing this business? For 11 years, I've been selling to people, telling everybody about them, but I was not doing the business. So now I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right. So, and did Mark and Michael, the dynamic duo from New York City, make it on the line? And that dead air would be no to my question. All right, well, we'll just have some fun with the four that are on the line. We've got a couple, Larry and Colleen, then we've got Barbara, and then John, and then Debbie. So let's go back to John, who opened the door to the exact direction I want to go. And don't take that as a personal. I'm not beating you up, John, because you knew exactly where I wanted to go with this. You know, there's a phrase that when you go to summer camp as a kid, or sometimes we go to a camp or retreat as an adult or an experience, that they always say, don't compare camps. And we're never supposed to say, well, you know, the first time I saw that movie, it was so much better, or the second time I preferred it because of this. You know, because things change. We change. We grow. And, however, putting that statement aside, John, you experienced silver training, or humans being more, we were calling it that then, and because that's what Nikan is all about. It's, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. It's us becoming more, or the way Trish Schwinkler so appropriately says it, it's not about you getting into Nikan, it's when Nikan gets into you that we evolve and we change. So, John, looking at it from that perspective, you've been before.
Correct.
What was different this time? And you said that Carrie Macklin, and I believe it was Terry Latham and Mac McDonald?
No, it was Pat and Suzanne Truax.
Pat and Suzanne Truax, I'm sorry. They were the guest diamond facilitators for that second half. We all know what Humans Being More is. I mean, how great it is. But let's focus in on that second half of that second day, that business fundamental training, which is roughly about 4 hours, depending on, you know, how long-winded the guest facilitators would get. What made that unique for you? Because, again, you've been with Nikan for about a year and a half.
Right. Well, you know, it was broken into two steps. One was the breakaway. Once they, of course, they had the diamond panel and questions and answers, but then they broke away, and you got to have a diamond in your group and really go over the 90-day planner. You know, really set the tone for the next 90 days with your business and how to utilize that tool to the best of your abilities, which was a great experience, without a doubt. But for me personally, and I mentioned this a little bit to you last week, was towards the end when Terry Latham, for those who don't know, is the consultant of the year last year, got up and started to tell his story a little bit, but then after that shared how his commitment was to the company. And what struck me, Vance, was that during this brief moment, he had to stop for, I'd probably say, 30 seconds, maybe a minute, because he emotionally broke down.
So I think in Texas, don't you guys refer to that, his eyes were sweating?
His eyes were sweating, yes.
Right, okay.
And so for, you know, it was almost like a moment of silence in the room. You could hear a pin drop. And at that point, at that moment, I really knew that I was in the right thing because I saw the commitment and his voice, his eyes. And, you know, my eyes started to sweat, as you would say. So,
and, John, just for the record, I forgot to ask this, and I should have of everybody. What's your occupational background?
Well, I'm a 20-year Navy veteran, so, you know, you don't sweat in the eyes. So, you know, I had 20 years of naval experience, and then from there I was a manager working with the Starbucks Corporation for a while. And I've always been a trainer and spoke on the seminar circuit for a couple of years, traveling all over the United States. So I know what it is to be up in front of a group of people, but to be able to really have the conviction that he had at that moment of time really set the tone for me for the whole weekend. It was a great weekend, but that really was it.
So when we have the opportunity to see our own, and I'm not discounting the HBM facilitators.
Oh, no, not at all.
And who was the facilitator at that event?
Oh, you had to ask that. I'm trying to remember his name. It'll come to me.
We can come back to that. But if I understand what you're saying here, John, is that when we have our own, you know, diamonds and royal diamonds that are part of it, and all of a sudden it gives us kind of an up-close perspective, and we see the heart of who they are, all of a sudden, you know, maybe it's, you know, because we see them doing wellness previews or we'll see them doing a training, but in an atmosphere like this, it's obviously different because we've just come through a day and a half of really gut-wrenching, so to speak, and I mean that in a good, positive way, in that we literally kind of bare our souls to our partner, and I won't get into that, but that's good. Okay, that's what I thought I wanted to go to. Now, let's bounce back and forth here. Barbara Simpkins in Connecticut, you said you made the comment you go once a year for a tune-up.
Right.
Was this tune-up different?
Yes, Fancy. Okay. It really was. It was actually my third time.
Okay, so you're a diehard. You're a groupie HBMer.
Yeah, exactly. I try to go when I sponsor somebody. I try to go. I mean, I've been going with them whenever I can. But this time was clearly different, and I think it was a combination of things for me. First of all, it was versus the past two times, there was a different facilitator.
Okay.
So that brought a whole new perspective in it, but also...
And this last one, who was the facilitator?
Jeff Koch.
Okay, and then who was your guest, Diamond?
Diamond, Royal Diamond, Dave Rolfe.
Okay.
And Diamond Joan Spear.
Oh, a new Diamond Joan
Spear. Diamond.
That would have had to have been fun.
It was tons of fun.
Okay, so Barbara, what made this one different with that? And I'm kind of just wanting to focus in on the business fundamental, and I guess the only way to shorten that is just an acronym,
sure.
You know, business fundamental training, so it would be BFT.
Right.
So what made this different for you? Because you're in business for yourself. Your occupational background was?
I was marketing. I was in corporate America. I was a corporate executive.
Okay. And now, what do you do?
I do Nikan.
And there's some element I'm trying to bleed out of you here.
I also, my partner and I also just opened, and we operate a green, eco-friendly bed and breakfast.
Do a little quick commercial. I've stayed the night. What a wonderful experience. And where are you located, just for the people can put you on the map?
We're in Ridgefield, Connecticut.
Okay, which is just, what, an hour and 15 minutes outside of the city,
As the crow flies, it's probably, it should only take an hour, but with traffic, yes, I think you're right.
About an hour, an absolutely wonderful experience. Every single room in this hardwood floor, beautiful home, is set up as a wellness room with the air, not just a Kinko sleep system, but the full Kinko air sleep system with the shower heads and then the under-counter units in the bathroom. So you're lacking that. This is your home away from home, literally. So I'll just put that plug in there.
Now, Thank you, Ben.
As one with a former corporate America background, had you ever experienced any type of training like not only humans being more, but this new one? And what, again, I want to focus on, what made this one so different and unique?
Great question. And that I think, you know, I'll draw the difference immediately. It's not hard for me to think of what that is. you mentioned earlier, Vance, that, you know, the humans being more training is the heart. What I think this training with the business fundamentals did was it literally, once you've finished really exploring the heart which clearly has to come before the head, the business fundamentals really got into the head, and I would say more so the connection with the heart. You can't have both standing alone. So what the business fundamentals, what that created the difference for me is to, you know, we had the heart initially, the head came into play with listening to a Royal Diamond, being able to engage with him, as well as the new diamond, Joan Speer, learning strategies, reinforcing strategies, putting some things to use that were actionable, and then threading that back into the heart. So there was it was a contiguous circle. It was very holistic.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, in corporate America, per se, it was all separate. There was very little heart. That you were left to figure out on your own.
So that's where you get into the intention plus mechanism equals results. And I'm for
exactly.
Those who have never never been, I will not divulge the answer because it's quite. And I, you know, Sunday morning when I arrived in Minneapolis, my plane got in late Saturday night, much later than I wanted it to, so I missed the first day. However, when I walked in the room Sunday morning, as a guest facilitator, guest speaker, whatever my title was, for that event, along with William Todd and Mary Dingman. All of a sudden, I sat down in the front row, and a young man by the name of Matt, who had been a Nikan for 8 months, this was his first experience, he was partnerless. So his partner stiffed him or didn't show or something. Life happened, whatever. And so I found myself emerged right in the tail end of this emotional experience. And he had a tough time accepting the fact that, you know, that I am, I plus M equals results. He couldn't, he didn't go for that. But again, it was the heart, because he was logically trying to think, and I'm not faulting him at all, but his background lent it to the side that, you know, there's got to be some mechanics there, which is traditional, what we see in any type of training event. It's always the mechanics. Here's the ABC, here's the 1, 2, 3, the how-to, and that's what makes HBM so unique. Let's jump down to Larry and Colleen. And Larry, I know you're on the line, and I know you can speak up. Colleen's not going to hog this from you, okay? She's not going to dominate, and she's got to let you talk, because I want to get both your perspective here. You guys have been in before, and I never did ask you last Sunday morning or last Sunday afternoon when we said goodbye to each other what your occupational background was. I just looked at you guys as this wonderful couple who seemed to radiate everything that you were experiencing there. So what's your guys' background?
We're both educators.
Both educators, okay. And what, primary, secondary, what?
Both secondary. I taught high school science.
And I taught family and consumer science and health.
See, now everybody listening right now knows exactly why I pegged you guys, because you guys just rolled with that. You didn't have to, you know, pass off the baton. You just rolled with it. That was beautiful. So what did you guys experience?
A fantastic weekend. And
and that was a lot to do with the guest diamonds and royals, right?
Or yes. I tell you, Ann Rogers was wonderful.
There you go. I'll send you that gift basket that I promised you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, why, Colleen, what was so different and unique about it for you? Either of you guys and both of you.
Okay, one of the things I think is always just visiting with people and meeting new people and finding out about what they have done with their lives and how they have been able to help people out. And that was a very interesting part. And Linda Mitchell, our facilitator, was just fantastic and helped us to bring about not only emotional feelings that we have in our hearts, but also just how to help people and how to work with people. And as you mentioned at Minneapolis, William Todd was also there along with Mary Dingaman and you, and you know, what you did to all of you to help us out too in the business fundamentals was just fantastic.
Okay, and for you, Larry, what made it unique? And again, you guys have, wonderful thing about all of you guys is even going Debbie back to her first experience, we were talking 10 plus years ago, you guys had all been before, and I didn't realize that. So, Larry, what made this event this time so much more unique?
Well, my background's a little bit, with NECAN's a little different than Colleen's. I'm a very skeptical kind of a person, and my last name's Thomas, my first name's Doubting. The first time that I went to Humans Being More, I was a skeptic.
So you are sitting in the back with your arms folded going, uh-huh, whatever,
yeah.
One of those?
Yep.
Okay.
And, I gained from the first one, but the second one was much better for me because even though I don't understand why or how these products, many of them work, I see them working, and so I'm more willing to get involved and be accepting, and so that's made a huge difference for me.
Okay. So basically positioning your heart and your head to actually receive makes a big difference to it. Okay, so I want to jump up here to Debbie. She's the only one, and then I want to try and wrap all this up with what you guys, and I'm going to prime you here, and just here's the question, the final question I'm going to ask as we finish up this call here in about 10 minutes or so. Why? What would you say if you had a 15 to 30 second commercial that you could share with somebody as the number one reason or the number one benefit that they're going to receive from this event? Because I'm going to go through and give the dates for the next one that's coming up here in 90 days. And some people are going through it right now. They're going through it this weekend. And amazingly enough, at the event in Minneapolis, 3 weeks before the event, we had like 30-some people registered. And I believe there was a total of 75 or right about there that end up. So there's a lot of last-minute decisions and arrangements. And the neatest thing is, as an attendee or a someone who's been before, a repeat, if you will, call this that, for $49, we can go through the event the whole weekend, the whole 2 days again, and get all the perks associated with it. I mean, just the free meals and snacks that are, you know, I'm a food person, so, you know, everything that Nikan throws out there, I mean, there was fruit, there was Siaga, there was all this wonderful stuff. But even if you can only take in the four-hour business fundamental training, I would encourage getting there before lunch so you can have a chance to meet the guest speakers. But even that's worth the $49 alone, and so much more. But Debbie, let's bounce back
yes.
up to you. Might keep continuing my train of thought here. For you,
yes.
you had said you had been, this is your second go-around with NECAN. What made it so just different?
Well, now I guess, because I was ready to do the business, I knew I had certain blocks that I needed to overcome. One of them was the fact that for 11 years I was telling everybody about the products because I truly believe in them and I believe in the company, but I was not selling them, so it was okay. Now all of a sudden I signed up, I'm selling them, and I cannot say anything about them to anybody because I felt like I had ulterior motives. I knew this was something I had to work on, and the Humans Being More part took care of that very nicely because it finally clicked that, hey, you're doing people a favor by sharing these experiences and the knowledge and also the opportunity for the business. So what's wrong helping people make money through this wonderful vehicle? Where before it was like, you know, it's not right. I felt I was compromising something. I don't know what. So the Humans Being More part helped me remove this block. Also, I understood more about network marketing, which I was a little bit, not sure about either. And when, during the second part, the business fundamentals, everything was put together so beautifully on here is how you go about succeeding in this business. It was so incredible for me. It made me feel confident, empowered. I've always been passionate about both the company and the products. So it gave me everything that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's...
Debbie, I didn't even get a chance to ask you, or maybe I didn't, I just already forgot. Well, what is your occupational background?
Well, I come from a computer science background. That was my original career. I worked for General Electric for many years. Then I had enough of corporate life, and I decided to do something that was fun. So I started my own small business in Richfield, Connecticut. I do floral design work for the last over 20 years. And now I believe within the next couple years I'm going to give up this business and do Nikan full time.
And
really?
One other question that's kind of personal. You don't quite have that that Texas drawl. You don't. What is your ethnic background?
I am Greek.
You're Greek.
Yes.
Okay. And so we've got here quite a variety of people that I never even plan on having so much with. Larry and Colleen as educators. John is Navy and then in management with Starbucks, and Barbara with Corporate America, and then Debbie in the computer. You said computer, right?
Computer science, yes.
Computer science. So we got quite a variety here. And so all four, you know, lines tied in as our guest speakers this morning, variety of different backgrounds. So, Debbie, let's wrap it up with you, and then we'll go one by one through everybody here again, and I thank you guys so much for doing and providing this information. What would you share to somebody who's either been with Nikan for a while, or somebody just getting started, or somebody wanting to relaunch their business? And I don't know if in Connecticut anybody said that like what William Todd did. And by the way, I'm working to get William on this call here in the next few weeks. He made the comment that May 1st, Nikan is going to announce phase one of five phases of changes of things that are going to be implemented. And he made it very, very clear that, you know, we need to get things in order now, get our people in place, because these phases are literally, and I found out what phase one and phase two are the other day, and please don't anybody email me or call me, because I'm not going to tell you. But knowing now what I know, I clearly understood why he said it the way he did. But, Debbie, let me ask, and this same question applies to all of you guys, that what would you say to that person going forward that why, I mean, looking at Denver, Atlanta, Toronto, Chicago, Seattle, and Austin are the six cities slated. And I may miss some. I'm poking around the calendar, and I cannot find if I'm right on or if there's others out there. But July 12th and July 19th, that's 90 days from now, are the next ones that are slated. I mean, if you're in a four-hour driving distance or if you can hop a quick flight, why is it so imperative to experience this new revised humans being more / business fundamental training? So, Debbie, what would you say to that question?
Well, what I'd say is that, first of all, doing it backwards, the business fundamentals part shows you very clearly the unprecedented opportunity that is available to us right now, and it is a very narrow window. I think 2 years from now, everybody's going to know about it. A lot of people are going to have their wellness homes, so I don't think the opportunity will be what it is right now. So, and also, the fundamentals training shows you exactly how to do it very, very simply and very clearly. The other part, humans being more part, I think helps you gain the confidence, removes the blocks, whatever your blocks may be, removed mine, and connects you with the people that are already doing it and are successful, and you see that it is possible, and also makes you feel part of a great group of people. These are people that all want to help others, that are very sincere, and they have a lot of integrity, and you don't feel alone. You feel you're part of this wonderful group of people.
Okay.
So,
and I would guess, and I've never worked in corporate America before, but I would guess there's a little bit of a different atmosphere.
I agree. Absolutely.
Emphatic about that one. Well, John, you've been patiently so quiet, even when I made fun of your Texas drawl, which you don't really have one as much.
No, actually, I'm from Maine, so I
so you've been
right in
with all these Northerners then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
or Yankees, as they call them in the South. John, what would you say to somebody after experiencing it before, or somebody that's new? How imperative is this experience?
Well, first of all, Vance, I want to give acknowledgement to my facilitator, which was Jeff Isom.
There you go. Another young buck like myself. Okay. And Jeff is an incredible. They're
incredible.
All incredible, but yeah. Okay.
We've touched on it a little bit about the heart and the head. And really, to be successful in life, you need the tools that are going to bring those two together. And that weekend does it all. And I think a lot of businesses will fail because they don't have leadership, mission, and team all tied in together. And the second part of that training in the humans being more is where you really see mission of the company, the team as a whole, and the leadership that's there for us. So you combine those three along with touching the heart, and you have all the tools necessary to be successful in whatever you want to do in life.
Excellent. Okay. Larry, Colleen, what would you say to that person? Why should they go back, or why should they experience this event?
Well, each time we do something new or do it again, we get more ideas and just the feelings that we get from other people. And we feel that one of the biggest things that we can gain is like how to use communication to build relationships that leads to partnerships. And that's one thing we felt we did get from the weekend. Also, how to make people feel special because they are. That's something that we felt was real important. And the business fundamentals was just fantastic. How to help your business to grow. And the main thing is how to help people. Like was mentioned before, the heart. You know, it's the key to everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Larry?
Well, I would agree with that. I guess from the business fundamentals, I came to an understanding of some of the things that are being used, and I guess one of the things that I really came to an understanding was that it's okay to ask for help from your upline, because that's what they're there for. They want us to succeed, and so it's probably a good thing to call on them for help.
Okay, fantastic. And Barbara, you get to wrap it up here. Why? Why is it so imperative, in your opinion, that somebody, and you're one of these annual tune-up type people, and I'm going to address that here in a sec, but what would you say to a person?
I would say that, and coming from a former corporate America person, this might sound a little strange, but I think that's really the point. Be ready to, if you're ready to challenge your paradigms, then this Humans Being More training and the business fundamental training is just paramount to your success. It will provide you with an opportunity to place yourself in the right vibration to succeed.
Okay. And that's a whole topic itself when you start looking at excuse me, start looking at the alignment of where we're at with the vibration of where things are going around us and whatnot. And I forgot to ask, Larry and Colleen, you guys were right next door to the Minneapolis event. It was a short commute for you, right?
Right. We're in Dunkerton, Iowa.
Which is how far, how close?
Oh, about 4 hours.
4 hour drive for you guys. And I know that some of the people had to leave early. One couple I noticed, it was a mother and daughter team, because they had like a 6 or 7 hour drive and they were expecting 12 inches of snow by the time they got home. So, you know, you do what you have to do to make this a part. And as Barbara alluded, you make this in an annual tune-up. And I would go, I remember William Todd one point made a challenge to the President's Club members. This was a few years back. He said, you know, we need to make it a requirement that we at least go once a year. And I would echo that now after seeing what they've done. And some people are out there going to think I'm just absolutely off my rocker. And then others who have been a couple dozen times or more say, oh, no, I go every chance I get, whatever it takes, because we can go. Well, now when you have to pay the $49, that may slow some of them down. But bottom line, if you've not experienced it, don't miss the next one. Make it a point. And what you're going to gain from the get, I gain more from listening to William Todd and Mary Dingman. You know, and yes, I gained a lot from the people that were there, and that was the other factors. When you give as a guest presenter, you get so much more back. And I think bottom line is, if you're serious about NECAN, whether it's a part-time you want to share with others and make a part-time income, or you want to develop this into a career, you owe it to yourself to look at those cities, and again, Denver, Atlanta, Toronto, July 12th, I know those three for sure, Chicago, Seattle, and Austin on July the 19th. So it's all over North America. And like I said, if you can maybe cash in some mileage and fly there and experience it, because what you're going to get out of it is so much worth it in the end. And it'll just change who you are, and it'll change your business, and, you know, you go from there. And the opportunity to hear some of these diamonds and royal ambassadors that are utilizing the simplicity. We've always been asking for NECAN to bring something in-house, a simple, duplicatable training system, and now they've done it. Now, if you want to find out what it is, well, you got to get to the event to experience it. And so want to thank Debbie, John, Barbara, Larry, and Colleen for being my guests with me this morning. And appreciate you guys, not only what you gave into it, but what you were able to pull out of it and then share with our group on the call. So thank you, guys, and wish you a wonderful weekend. And I want to remind everybody, again, if you had somebody that you think these short testimonies and tidbits would benefit, jump onto www.growingandwellness.com. Last weekend's interview with Mike DiMuccio was a wonderful, wonderful call. And again, he's a guest facilitator at the Humans Being More / Business Fundamental Training 3 months ago in Irvine. And Mike was the one that has been utilizing the 90-day rhythm since he started his business as a 27-year-old with no network marketing experience, and brought on, sponsored 36 people in his first month, and had several hundred come on board. So that interview is up at Growing in Wellness, and you can pick up a copy of the CD and go from there. So thanks again to my guests, and we look forward to chatting with everybody next Saturday morning, same time, same number. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Vance.
Thank you, Vance.
You guys.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Thank
have
you.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.